more on the developing story that's dominated international attention. The path forward remains unclear for U.S. policymakers following the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani. Iran's foreign minister has been barred from traveling to the United Nations later this week. U.S. officials cited bureaucratic holdups. Meanwhile, Michigan's Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin is preparing to introduce a war powers resolution. It would require the Trump administration to stop military actions without congressional approval. Representative Fred Upton, Republican in Michigan's 6th District, joins us now by phone. Congressman, welcome.
April, welcome.
Yesterday on the show, Senator Gary Peters told us that he does not see an easy path out of the present situation.
There is no apparent diplomatic channels that are open between the United States and Iran, and whenever you have these types of acts, that can escalate very quickly if you don't have open lines of communication. We're also in a very strained period when it comes to our relationship with our allies.
Fred, do you agree there's not an easy way out of this one?
Well, there's not an easy way. I would agree with that. We're all keeping our fingers crossed. We don't know what Iran is going to do in response to what happened this last week. My guess is, and I'm, by the way, I'm looking forward to some classified meetings later in the week, Wednesday, bipartisan meetings in both the House and the Senate. And it's my understanding that what they call the Group of Eight, and this is the senior Republican and Democrat from the Intelligence Committee, as well as the leadership, are being briefed on Tuesday, today, literally as we speak. But there's not an easy way out here. We're all waiting to see what the response may be. We're hoping that it's not too serious, but we don't know what it's going to be and where it will lead us, though it likely, you know, unfolds as the week finishes up, concludes in just a couple of days.
We've already seen some strong reactions that affect U.S. goals in the region. For example, the Iraqi parliament has voted to expel U.S. troops. Does this killing fit into the long-term strategy to advance U.S. interests in the region?
You know, 9/11 was a day that, following that, I said I'd never want to be in a position to say I'm sorry we didn't do enough to prevent 9/11. Soleimani, the word is that he was preparing an imminent strike. I don't disagree. I don't know the evidence on either side, but I have to believe that it was that evidence that caused the president to make the reaction that he did, and to send a signal that you've poked the bear quite a bit here in terms of a whole number of different incidents over the last 6, 8, 10 months, and at some point the bear is going to swat back, and that's exactly what happened when he was taken out last week. Now, what, you know, that is, those are the facts as we see them today. Where does that lead us? I don't know. I can't tell what the next couple of days are going to be. We would hope that it would be not more than a measured type of response. And the president has made pretty clear when he issued his list of, 52 different targets that were prepared based on what Iran does or to do something else. But in the meantime, Congress needs to be brought into this, which is why we're demanding and being able to see it. It was never unexpected that we'll have some classified briefings later this week, knowing that the Gang of Eight, in fact, is being fully informed literally as we speak today.
You've been in office long enough to remember what happened after 9/11. The Bush administration's assurances that Iraq back then had WMDs and that a case for military action, ultimately war, was fully justified. That turned out to be a seriously flawed argument.
Yeah, it was.
Why trust this administration on Iran?
Well, it was flawed, and in fact, I don't think you would have had the, and I've said this before, and I was one that went to look at the evidence in the classified rooms and convinced most of the Congress that, in fact, Saddam was preparing to use chemical weapons. That proved not to be true, and had we known all of the facts back then, I think it would have been very difficult to get the votes to pass the authorization to use military force back in 2001. You know, we'll see what the evidence is, what the discussion is later this week, although I would suggest or suspect that the administration will not want to share the intimate details, at least with the rank and file members, because that may, in fact, show how they were able to assess that information and be able to block that information from becoming known, at least on the intelligence side, in the months ahead. So, we'll be all ears. I would guess that there are going to be a lot of questions from both sides of the aisle. I would suspect that both Pompeo and Esper, the Secretary of Defense, will come up and describe what they knew and what they can tell us.
Just briefly, one last question. As we mentioned, Representative Slotkin is point person on a war powers resolution we're expecting later this week. Will you vote for it?
Well, I want to see what it looks like. I would say that as part of the defense authorization bill last year, I did support an amendment with a number of other Republicans that prohibited authorized authorization of the military force in or against Iran. We got to look at the language. I don't know what the bill is. Is this going to be a political document? Is it going to be a substantive one? Are they going to reach out to Republicans as well as Democrats, knowing, in fact, that there were a number of Republicans, like myself, that supported that amendment as part of the defense authorization bill last summer?
Fred, thanks very much for your time.